Good evening and welcome to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. I am John Tanza in Washington. Here are some of the stories we are covering today, Wednesday, May 3rd, 2017. It's World Press Freedom Day and journalists in South Sudan say it's not easy to work in the country.
They took me to the security offices. Of course, the normal things, they normally harass you. They didn't beat me, but of course, the word of mouth, what they say about journalists, you know, they call whatever names is there. So it is really very disturbing because we don't deserve to be called those names.
And South Sudan's government spokesman says his country is the best place for journalists.
South Sudan is one of the countries where there is real press freedom. It is not like even in Europe or even in America, but the way people understand it here, the way people interpret the provisions of the law, the way people behave undermines the law, the rule of law in the country.
We'll have these stories and more coming up on South Sudan in Focus. Today is World Press Freedom Day, and this year's theme is Critical Minds for Critical Times, Media's Role in Advancing Peaceful, Just and Inclusive Societies. We have several stories for you on the state of press freedom in South Sudan, beginning with Mungume Davis Rakarinj in Kampala, who reports that journalists in South Sudan say despite the significant dangers they face, they have the ability to play a critical role in helping to create peace.
Political and ethnic differences are shallow in comparison to your shared hopes and ambitions. I know this because I have spoken to many of you about these hopes. I watched you work together and sing and dance together as one family about peace and your role in making it. Reject violence. Choose peace.
That Radio Peace promo, produced by U.S. Hollywood actor Forrest Whitaker, airs almost every 30 minutes on UN-funded Miraya FM station. Miraya has a wide reach in South Sudan, and the station makes a point of frequently reminding South Sudanese about the importance of peace. Mary Ajith is a deputy chairperson of the Association of Media Development in South Sudan, or AMDIS. Ajith says peace should be the core responsibility of every journalist in South Sudan.
Through the articles we write, whether on the website or on the newspapers, these articles worked towards peace in our country. Through the promos we do on the radios, because mostly those promos, you hear them being voiced by some of the journalists. You see the journalists also conducting talk shows, some of the debates and panel discussions on the radio.
World Press Freedom Day was proclaimed by the UN General Assembly in December 1993, following the recommendation of UNESCO's General Conference. Since then, every May 3rd is celebrated as World Press Freedom Day. The day also pays tribute to journalists who lost lives while on duty. It also celebrates the fundamental principles of press freedom and monitors press freedom around the world. Kwong Pal Chang is an editor at iRadio, which was shut down last year by national security operatives for airing the voice of rebel leader Riek Machar. Pal says, despite the challenges, such as limited media freedoms and insecurity, he will not give up on the goal of achieving peace in South Sudan by doing his job.
People want to know what is happening with this peace agreement. People want to know what is going to happen with national dialogue. People want to know what is happening with my neighbor, what is happening in that state. What about ceasefire? What is this UN doing?
Professor Mario Awet is director of the Center for Peace Studies at the University of Juba. Awet says journalists must focus on stories that unite people.
You don't need to expose the issues to divide the people. You bring issues to bring people together. So now in our situation as South Sudanese, we need the media that build the South Sudanese and bring them together.
Rachel Alec works at She Magazine, a local magazine which covers women issues in South Sudan. She says that is exactly what she advises other journalists to do.
Don't choose a tribal-lined reporting kind of habit and do what you think is ethical. And you should keep in mind that when we have a peaceful environment, and then you can exercise your work in a very good place.
On this World Press Freedom Day, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for an end to all crackdowns against journalists because he said, in two quotes, a free press advances peace and justice for all, end of quote. For VOA News, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinj in Kampala, Uganda.
Journalists say working in a country like South Sudan can be risky. Seven journalists were killed in the line of duty by unknown gunmen in 2015. Another journalist was killed in 2016 and others were detained. Despite the harsh working environment, South Sudanese journalists say they are not giving up. Neville Biajo has this report for VOA from Juba.
A journalist working for the UN-funded Radio Maria was arrested in 2014, has never been charged, and is still being detained. Several rights groups, including the Center for the Protection of Journalists, released press statements calling on the South Sudan government to release George Livio. Alfred Taban, the editor-in-chief of the Juba-based English-language newspaper Juba Monitor, was arrested last year for writing an editorial calling on South Sudanese leaders to step down. Taban says his newspaper is routinely censored by security agents prior to printing.
In July last year, when I wrote that the President Kiir and the first vice president, or the then first vice president, Dr. Riek Machar, should be removed because they had failed to bring peace to this country. On that same day I wrote this article, I was arrested. And I stayed in detention for close to 2 weeks. It was 13 days.
Taban says he suffered while in detention at the hands of the national security agents.
Food was not brought in time. I mean, it was brought once a day, and it's always the same kind of food, janjaro. And I suffer from diabetes and high blood pressure. And by the time I was released, my eyes had been affected. I had to go to Uganda for operation. And one of my eyes was operated upon. And it is, even up to now, it cannot see well.
Gale Julius is a freelance journalist who writes for the Catholic-owned Bahita Radio in Juba. Julius says he has gotten into trouble several times simply for snapping photos on the streets of Juba.
It was during the trial of the 16 officials who are now prisoned, accused of their alleged involvement in the office of the president. That was the day when one of the big men in the national security came to testify in that case. So when they told me they did not want their photo to be taken, when they took me to the security offices, of course, the normal thing is they normally harass you. They didn't beat me, but of course the word of mouth, what they say about journalists, you know, they call whatever names is there. So it is really very disturbing because we don't deserve to be called those names.
Julius says he was also arrested for taking photos of dozens of Juba residents who queued up and spent the night by the roadside of a makeshift clinic that offered free medical services. He says security agents did not want him to reflect the real picture of how desperate South Sudanese are for health care.
In January, I was carried away. Me and my colleague, we went to cover the Moroccan doctors who came to offer free medical services. I didn't know that it was not accepted. I ended up being carried away with my colleague, and we were harassed for at least 2 hours of verbal abuse, terror checks, and I was even made to lie down for some time, to face down, not to look at them, and it was really very bad experience.
James Dimo is a WoW-based reporter with iRadio who also writes for the online newspaper Gurtong. Dimo says he has been targeted on several occasions by South Sudanese security operatives.
When you are known as a journalist, then you are being targeted by the operative agencies that you are against the government, you are against the people, you are against the army, you are against the war. But no, that is not the case. There is no journalist who is against his or her government or his military army.
Dimo says he has been detained several times, including in April of last year. He says he was arrested in the WoW market by security agents who accused him of writing incorrect reports about civilians being killed by soldiers in the area.
I was tortured when I was arrested. I was tortured. I was beaten very bad. I was beaten badly, and this caused a lot of injury in my body. What I did is to check for medical checkup because I was having some injuries at my back and my buttock, and the pain remained on my heart, on my body. All I am still weak now.
Dimo says he managed to escape to Juba and then to Uganda by air to seek medical care for injuries sustained at the hands of security operatives. But Dimo says he was too broke to get proper medical treatment and is still in physical and psychological pain. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio.
As the nations around the globe mark the World Press Freedom Day, South Sudanese say they find it difficult to openly share their views on economic and political issues affecting the country. Waki Simon Wudu has more for VOA from Juba.
Quite a few South Sudanese say there is no such thing as press freedom in their country. 24-year-old Agar Samuel is a student at the University of Juba. He says he is too afraid to speak his mind on many issues in South Sudan.
People fear sometimes to tell the truth, okay? Because they believe that if you tell the truth, it's like you are trying to fight against a certain group of people who are hiding under the truth, okay? So to make matters easy for your life, sometimes you have to just keep quiet and try to pretend as if you don't know the truth.
Quoth Diu, another student at the University of Juba, says the government limits freedom of press. He says the government needs to provide a platform for citizens to freely express themselves.
We are not able to express ourselves because you don't have power in your hand. And our freedom of expression is only limited to only people who have power in their hand. So we don't have a way of expressing ourselves because we are telling people what's not affecting you seriously, then that might take you to the problem. So that means we are fearing what's not to express our own views.
Tabitha Eliaba Kenyi, a lecturer at the University of Juba at the College of Community Studies, says there is no press freedom in South Sudan.
We know the situation that we are now living in. This is just what it is not 100% that press has a freedom here in South Sudan. They are just like something directed. I can say it is just directed press. Okay. They can say whatever is going to go with the policies that is going on.
She says the government should stop perceiving the press as the enemy. South Sudan's Information Ministry Undersecretary denies his government is fighting the press. Justin Allier says South Sudan is trying to fix some government policies but did not elaborate on which policies he is referring to.
I don't see that the government is against a freedom of expression for anybody that is expressing his freedom of expression fairly. That South Sudan is a free country, that our constitution grants the freedom of expressions, but nevertheless, freedoms are not absolutely free. Because if your freedom steps on freedom of another person, then it does not become a freedom.
Sadar Omar Alam is UNESCO's head of office in South Sudan. He says South Sudan has improved on its press freedom in that the country now has media laws.
And although in South Sudan we have an access to information law, but it needs to be implemented.
According to a Reporters Without Borders Index rating this year, South Sudan slid backward from its position of 140 in 2016 to 145 out of 178 countries across the world. The rating concludes that the government continues to suppress the media rather than supporting it. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.
A South Sudanese journalist who owns the Nation Mirror newspaper says he is on the run because his life is in danger. Wall Attack Deng says his newspaper was shut down by national security agents last year, and some of the journalists working for him were arrested and interrogated in Juba. Attack says he fled the capital with the help of friends because of constant threats to his life by men in plain clothes believed to be security operatives.
We had published an article that accused President Salva and a top general military, including a former vice president, first vice president, of involving in corruption. And this came from Senate report. That was the last time we published, and we are closed.
So you're telling me that when you published the Century report that was released by the Enough Project implicating some top government officials, including President Kiir, your paper was closed. Who closed the paper?
It's the national security in Juba. We are called and we are informed that your newspaper has been closed indefinitely. And The entire media house was persecuted. The top management fled the country because of the persecutions. And including myself, I'm living in exile.
And what was your role in this newspaper? Could you explain your role there?
I was editor-in-chief, and I was doing the overall supervision of the newspaper and management of it, and also a founder.
Just tell us how it all started. Were you called? Were you arrested? Were you interrogated?
My house was searched. I was looked and sought after until I fled the country due to my safety. And prior to that, I had received unfriendly visitors. The officer that came to the office told me categorically that you write as if you're immune to a known gunman, but none of you here is immune. And then he left. And that was a direct threat to me. And this, John, is a direct attack to the freedom of expression. As you could recall, freedom of expression and access to information is a fundamental to human rights and to the human development. By attacking the nation media and other media houses is a direct attack to the people of South Sudan, because you are trying to disable the messenger that empowered the people. In the process, you are disempowering the people of South Sudan.
What is the situation of the media in South Sudan right now? I know that you are very close to journalists in the region. You communicate with them. You talk to them. What are they telling you?
There is no political will to support the media to deliver the information in the sense of empowering the citizens. In that line, there is no respect of the rule of law in line of the media laws. You remember, it is stated in the Transitional National Constitution that there is a freedom of expression and freedom to disseminate information, and more so to acquire and receive information. But this is not being honored. It's not being respected. The media houses still suffer closure. Journalists are still harassed by the members of the security, or elements within the security. And not only that, journalists are threatened or even killed. And that's why you'll see the last few journalists who were working with the nation media ran away.
Different government officials, including the Minister of Information and the presidential spokesman, Atenyue Kateny, they have all been saying that there's freedom of expression in South Sudan. Journalists can write whatever they want to write. They can say whatever they want to say in the radio. And they're saying those who say there's no freedom of expression in South Sudan are just against the government.
iRadio was shut down the other day for airing the voice of former first vice president. And it was closed. If there was a freedom of expression, then it would have not been closed. Second, in the same line, since independence, South Sudan closed down five major media houses, including the nation media. You could see there is no freedom of expression as claimed by the presidential spokesperson and the Minister of Information.
And so in the backdrop of this situation where journalists are saying they are not free to do their work and the government is saying there is freedom of speech, what is the future of journalism in South Sudan?
Freedom of expression and access to information are the fuel that drive the development and empowerment of the citizens. And when the citizens are empowered, the nation is empowered. We need to come to realization and speak honestly about it, that we have not been allowing our people to access information. And by admitting that, we'll start the journey of improving.
And personally, are you discouraged? Are you frustrated with this situation?
It is so discouraging, but I'm not losing hope. I still believe one day we will have a great nation that each and every one of us will be proud to call home.
That's Wall Attack Deng, editor and owner of the Nation Mirror newspaper, shut down in Juba last year for publishing the Enough Project Century report that implicated top South Sudanese leaders in corruption. Attack spoke to me last week from an undisclosed location in East Africa. You are tuned to South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America. Coming up, we continue to take a look at media freedom in South Sudan. That spot is coming up next.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
name one skill you think every young person should have, and why?
Every young person should know how to communicate. I lecture sometimes, and I tell my students, papers don't talk. You will talk. You can't say simple things like, excuse me, thank you, I mean, you'll not get that job.
I would wish if the young people are given a skill or business, especially the entrepreneurship, so that they should be the decision makers and be the owners of the business by themselves.
I think every youth is supposed to have the interactive skill. If you know how to handle different people in different ways, it will help you to live with them cordially.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus. In its annual index that looks at freedom of the press, Reporters Without Borders say harassment, arbitrary arrest, torture, or execution-style murder is the price that journalists pay for not censoring themselves in South Sudan. SINBO reports some journalists have been forced to leave while others have decided to quit the work.
Out of 180 countries, South Sudan is ranked 145 with a score of 48 in this year's World Press Freedom Index by Reporters Without Borders. Nine journalists have been killed in South Sudan since 2011, according to the report. President Salva Kiir himself issued verbal threats against journalists in August 2015, the same time the peace agreement was signed by leaders of the warring parties. Just last December, an AP freelance reporter was deported from the country. Citizen newspaper closed in response to pressures. During a pre-taped statement released today to mark World Press Freedom Day, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres focused on the dangers journalists face all over the world.
Journalists go to the most dangerous places to give voice to the voiceless. Media workers suffer character assassination, sexual assault, detention, injuries, and even death. We need leaders to defend the free media.
The Committee to Protect Journalists, or CPJ, ranks South Sudan as the fifth most dangerous country for journalists in its index. CPJ also reported in January 2015 that five journalists riding in a politician's convoy were shot, attacked with machetes, and set on fire in an ambush in western Bahr el Ghazal state. South Sudan Information Minister Michael McQuay insists that contrary to reports like these, journalists working in South Sudan are free.
South Sudan is one of the countries where there is real press freedom. It is not like even in Europe or even in America. But the way people understand it here, the way people interpret the provisions of the laws, the way people behave undermines the law, the rule of law in the country. Journalists, yes, are free, but it is not absolute freedom. If there is any country in the world where there is absolute freedom or press, you can inform me. What I know is that there is nothing absolute in this world.
Secretary General Guterres says the work of journalists counters misinformation and is needed to stand for the right to truth.
On World Press Freedom Day, I call for an end to all crackdowns against journalists because a free press advances peace and justice for all. When we protect journalists, their words and pictures can change our world.
According to CPJ, South Sudan has not made any progress in ensuring the safety of journalists working in the country. Ayan Bior, VOA News, Washington.
Hate speech is a big problem in South Sudan. Both government officials and activists blame hate speech for fueling the conflict that continues across the country. Officials acknowledge that some politicians also use ethnicity to fuel the conflict among communities. Waki Simon Wudu has the report for VOA from Juba.
South Sudan government officials and community activists gathered at a forum in Juba on Tuesday to discuss the rise of hate speech in South Sudan. The forum was organized by UNESCO, media outlets, and partnering institutions that work to fight hate speech across the country. Christian Stephen Mikala is a senior human rights officer with the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, or UNMISS. Mikala says government officials and other policymakers must combat known cases of hate speech.
It's not a joke when, you know, people with just, you know, a word, misplaced word, can be attacked. So there is a seriousness to that. There's an underlining seriousness to the discussions.
Panelists talked about how hate speech polarizes communities who fight each other on social media. Nelson Kwaje works with Defy Hate, a South Sudanese organization fighting hate speech in communities across the country. He says if the practice is not confronted, it breeds hatred and prolongs the conflict and ethnic divisions.
One of the impacts that we kind of have started to see, or we might see, is like politics of exclusion, genocidal rhetoric, which might amplify into like the idea of like trying to kill people in a way without any justified information. And that's where, if we're not careful, that's where we're heading like right now. It's like really careless rhetoric by few individuals might fuel actual conflict on the ground.
Kwaje says although most communities in South Sudan have limited access to the internet, most of the hate speech is spread on Facebook and fake websites. He says fake websites sprang up after the 2013 leadership power struggle within the SPLM.
And I think the South Sudan situation is already bad. To say that it will be bad, it's an understatement, but it might get worse for civilians, yeah. So most of the people who spread these things, like, they're driven by pain, but they're opportunistic actors who use that fear now to direct it into, like, the wrong causes, yeah.
Justin Allier, South Sudan's Undersecretary of the Ministry of Information, says social media is the source of hate speech.
As a government, we have seen how the social media have played a very, very negative role. And simply because our people, many of us, not all, let me say, many of us do not differentiate between my expression of my freedom and a speech that could cause havoc and harm to others.
Activists at the forum agreed it is time the government and stakeholders work on combating hate speech. The Secretary General of the Union of Journalists in South Sudan, Edward Tasso, says any measures to fight hate speech should not infringe on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which states that all people are entitled to equal protection against discrimination. South Sudan still has no legislation on hate speech, but the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights establishes that any advocacy of national, racial, or religious hatred that constitutes incitement to discrimination, hostility, or violence shall be prohibited by law. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.
That report by Simon Wudu in Juba brings us to the end of our show for this Wednesday. We now leave you with the song Respect and Respond by Emmanuel Kembe. Been listening to Emmanuel Kembe with the song Respect and Respond. I'm John Tanza in Washington. Happy World Press Freedom Day. Thanks for sharing your evening with us. Join us again tomorrow evening for another edition of South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America.